This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. Libyan rebels pushed their way west today along the Mediterranean coast. There were sporadic clashes in a coastal valley some 60 miles outside the city of Sirte. That's the hometown of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi and the next target of anti-government troops and Western airstrikes. Also today, a few civilians began warily returning to their homes near the front lines. NPR's Eric Westerveld has been following the rebels in eastern Libya. He has this report.
Mohamed El-Fadi's 50-caliber machine gun sits on a metal tripod lashed down with rope to the back of his Toyota pickup, which is packed with ammunition.
Put the gun here and you tied it up with knots and something like this. Then it's movable and you can use it very, very comfortably.
El-Fadi has just dropped off a wounded comrade at the bullet-riddled hospital in the small coastal oil town of Ras Lanuf. A few more wounded soon arrive in speeding ambulances. El-Fadi is a 54-year-old mechanical engineer for a Libyan oil company. He's readying to head back up the road a short drive to the front lines outside the city of Sirte, where he says rebel forces have driven back Colonel Gaddafi's troops, thanks in large part to a sustained campaign of Western airstrikes.
They treated militia for Gaddafi now. They are scattered, you know, and they try to defend themselves, you know, using some snipers, you know. But I can assure you that they are only using light weapons right now. They don't have heavy weapons like you see in the road now. Everything's been destroyed by their allies. And I would like to thank them for this assistance.
It was a big help.
I must admit, it was a very big help, you know.
The town of Ras Lanuf today is largely deserted. The signs of recent fighting are everywhere, including the hospital, whose front windows are shattered from gunfire. It just reopened today. Dr. Othman El-Fretari says when medical staff returned, they found five bodies of rebel fighters, including two killed with a bullet to the back of the head. Evidence, he says, that retreating Gaddafi forces executed prisoners before fleeing. He knows they trashed the hospital. They destroyed the place. They threw around all the medicine, he says. They even wrote on the walls, broke down the doors, and left a nasty smell. Nearby, two rebel fighters are sprawled on hospital gurneys. One, shot in battle, lies passed out on painkillers. Next to him is 29-year-old Abdellatif Shaglouf, who was accidentally stabbed by his buddy's bayonet this morning while the friend cleaned his AK-47 rifle. Flies buzz around his wound. He says he wants to return to the battle tomorrow. We are pushing forward towards Sirte, and God willing, we'll be in Sirte soon, he says. In Ras Lanuf, 48-year-old Saleh El-Khilani is one of the very few who has returned. He wanted to survey the damage to his home. His Range Rover in the small car park is missing a tire, and Gaddafi soldiers put bullets through the car's engine block and windshield. Inside, every room has been trashed. Clothes are strewn about, mixed with children's toys and smashed household items. They did this for revenge on those who support the rebels, he says. Gaddafi said he'd go house to house, alley to alley, and here he did. I feel like our country's run by a terrorist, he says of Gaddafi. Khilani says he doesn't care that soldiers stole things, but he desperately wants to know what happened to his 24-year-old son, who stayed behind to guard the house when the family fled 2 weeks ago. The last time he spoke with his son Saleh, it was by mobile phone, and Saleh said he was afraid and worried. He could hear artillery shells and fighting all around. My priority now is finding my son, he says, his words trailing off as he breaks down. Khilani says he has no idea where his son is. He hopes to contact the provisional government in Benghazi for help, and he hopes human rights groups arrive soon to investigate the many cases of people who've disappeared since the revolution here began more than 5 weeks ago. Eric Westerveld, NPR News.